Is that what she said? What did she say when you started crying?
I was like, I love you. It's that third. I told her, because I had every intention on finessing her. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, basically, just using her for cheeks type shit. But then it's like, whole time.
Charming.
I actually fuck with her.
That's what. Thank you, everyone, for joining us on a new episode of the Nerds Who Rock Jays. I'm your host, LK the Guy, the Deity, the Mogul. I'm here with an illustrious cast of minds. but before I get into my co-host, or get to my co-host, pause. I would like to thank everyone for subscribing on YouTube, liking, leaving a comment, showing the gang some love, buying merch, you know, everything that, you know, we promote and put out. Thank you for supporting it. Thank you to all the followers, the listeners, the watchers, the viewers, promoters, everything. Now, to my co-host. We have the number one Falcons fan in the country. He's more of a Falcon than Michael Vick.
I don't claim that.
His team is amazing. He has Kyle Pitts, Algier, Brian Robinson III. No, not Brian Robinson. Bijan Robinson, I'm sorry.
All on my fantasy team.
All on his fantasy team. Yep. Drake London.
I'm trying to prove it.
But B-Mag is in the building. Also, we have Off Mike, the man, the myth, the legend himself, Dab Daddy Don. He's under the weather right now, and he still brushes hair, even though he's not on camera. That's how you know, wonderful he is.
He's dedicated.
He's gonna bless us with a couple barbs and gripes and everything, as much as he can. He's on injured reserve, but we have assembled to talk some shit.
Hey, now, where are we?
Oh shit! Okay, I forgot to mention we're in the crisis cave.
Crisis cave too.
We're in the crisis cave today, everybody. I mean. That's why I would like to thank everybody for being a part of this journey. We, as you can see, we have a lot of iterations, a lot of bases we've been in, a lot of things we've been through, but we're going to keep rocking.
This might be the best one.
Hey, man.
Shout out to Oxon Hill, but I got robbed of that jump.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. We'll get to that story in a little bit. But first, I would like to talk about the bombshells that's been happening in Marvel. If somebody could do the honor of pulling up the Variety article on Marvel, and they had a lot of points in the article where they discussed the problem with Marvel and the downward spiral that is happening. And basically, they talk about I got an article. I'm gonna pull it up. It's like watching football highlights.
Oh, no. I had the list on this joke.
Oh, my bad. Yeah. But basically, everything that happened since the snap, and it's a lot of negative things that has happened. We've all been there. Ever since the snap, we had the Eternals that had a lot of stuff bad happened to it. The Marvels that had a lot of bad stuff happened to it. Blade, that's probably not ever coming out.
Yeah, I ain't got no hope in that job.
Yeah.
I would quit if I was him.
And speaking of people quitting, the Marvels, the director, the showrunner, left the country she was filming a movie in before post-production.
They try and walk that back now, though. They try to say, nah, that didn't happen. I'm like, okay.
If she lives in a whole nother country and your movie isn't even out yet, what is going on here?
I mean, it's the Marvels.
Ah!
Nobody liked Captain Marvel. I mean, it was all right, but
I don't even understand that. She didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
She had a $1 billion movie. She did the thing.
I just hate Brie Larson.
Why?
Sexism. Captain Marvel sounds like a man. You just made a woman.
It is a man too.
It, yeah.
Marvel is
Marvel.
Yeah, yep. Based off of Marvel, but they changed him into
woman.
Sexism. Too. Yeah. But the couple bullet points in the article, you got it.
Did you say anything about the Jonathan Majors shit?
That was it's an article too?
Yeah, bro. Yep.
It's an article
That was the name of the article, bro. His name is in the Jonathan Majors situation.
Oh, yeah, the Jonathan Majors situation. Because
they talking about just flipping the whole phase off of him and maybe
flipping
changing
Dr. it. Doom.
Yeah.
I'm with that, but... Damn, it's so muddy. It's so muddy. And
I'm about to say, I would have been. Am I with it at this point? Like, I don't know.
The biggest thing that I can say affected Marvel, and it's not even their fault, is COVID, the Jonathan Majors situation, Chadwick Boseman passing, and just overall superhero fatigue. Because when you think about it, DC has been coming out with stuff at the same time. And all their stuff is middling at best. So you're shoving all these comic book fans into the movie theater month after month for trash and trash and trash. I don't even know who the fuck wants to watch Aquaman 2. It doesn't. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. The Mahershala Ali situation, where that show's not even coming out. They was talking about he was going to be the fourth lead in his own show.
Yeah, that was wild.
Which is crazy. The fourth lead in his own show, Daredevil. They basically kicked out all the directors of that.
Yeah, they just restarted that whole
thing. Restarted the whole thing. Yeah, it's been a mess. It's been a completely mess. And, you know, the elephant in the room. Jonathan Majors situation with
legal process,
but they still
maybe he still got to go through this due process and shit. But nobody care about that.
Yeah, but that's
a nigga guilty.
That's a lot of stuff on your jacket and on your name, Marvel. And I don't think Kevin Feige is gonna get fired, but I feel like he really has to retool everything, like put people. Because what they did, and they talked about this too in the article. When you don't have I think they talked about somebody not having an executive of the TV division.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that. Yeah, man. Like, you can't just throw stuff at people and expect it to be good. I mean, it never works out that way. Even with Eternals, when they gave Chloe Zhao the movie, and I think she left that too. She left and came back on that movie.
We'll have to talk about Eternal. It's not even superhero fatigue. It's just DC and Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
DC fucked it up for Marvel, in my opinion, even though Marvel was already on shaky ground. But
yeah.
I just watched The Boy or Gen V back to back. That shit was on point. That was superheroes. Invincible is back. I mean, it's not really superhero fatigue for me. But
and did you hear about they bringing back Tony Stark?
Yeah. I figured they would, though, because, like, we in this multiversal storyline, so figured that all of them were going to come back in some form or anyway.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be the same Tony Stark.
It's never going to be the same.
I figured that all of them were going to come back to be in this whole Secret Wars, since that's what we're doing without Dr. Doom.
Yeah, I'm interested to see where they go with that and what they do with that, because it's been a struggle.
I ain't thinking too much of it yet, though. I think they just... trying to get some good juju put out there and shit, but I always thought they were going to show up.
But think
since
about
you're doing
it like
it.
This. They have a movie coming out next week and nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah.
But does that mean that nobody gives a fuck about movies in general?
No, not in general.
No,
just
no.
Their movies.
Name another movie that hits box offices that way. Another genre.
Right.
People just don't give shit about movies that
Oscar often. Bait. Killers of the Flower Moon.
But they gotta promo that heavily.
Yeah.
They gotta promo that for months.
They promo the shit out of the Marvels.
That's because Marvel has the budgeting for that. They will always have slots in commercials. They will always have slots in the movie theaters to promo the next thing. But do people give a shit about that?
No.
No.
Especially because of the goodwill that you lost throughout these years. Mm-hmm. Since the snap. Mm-hmm. And I think... in order for Marvel to come back, what do you think they have to do to come back? I don't know.
This might just be the new normal. I mean,
maybe it's like you've been great for so long, maybe good isn't good enough anymore.
You're right. they're trying to constantly top whatever they did last time. Well, you can't always be Mount Everest. There has to be a Mount Everest.
Right.
Yes.
And I think an underrated thing is that they weren't even always like Mount Everest, because Thor 2, I didn't like Thor 2. Nobody did. Nobody like they, did. Everything wasn't straight, just fire. That's a long touchdown. Everything wasn't just straight fire. I mean, it was always some stumbles. But yeah, we don't think about those now because of how good the end of it was.
Well, I think.
So maybe this is just normal. Like they just in their stumble phase.
I think the only thing we have to look forward to is Deadpool.
Yeah, the only sequel I liked was Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
I ain't like any other sequels.
I got a sore spot for Iron Man 2. I'm sorry. That's just how I get down.
Oh, you liked it?
I loved it.
Okay.
I loved it. Okay. I have a sore spot for Iron Man 2. I'm an Iron Man fan. What do you want from me?
Some honesty.
Scarlett Johansson's first appearance. We got War Machine. I mean, the villain was, you know, Mickey Rourke. But whatever.
Do you remember his name in the movie? Remember what they called him?
Whiplash.
Okay.
Yeah!
I guess you did watch it.
I'm an Iron Man fan. All right. But like I said, things we got to look forward to is Deadpool, X-Men, and Fantastic Four.
Yeah, we get to that shit. I think everybody will come back. If they do it right.
Hopefully.
You can't just not like the X-Men. Mm-hmm. He's been waiting for it since The Purchase. Which, how many years ago was that? A long fucking time.
Some shit like that.
Yeah, we get to the Fox stuff, then yeah, people will come back.
But some shit that is good is Gen V. And I finished the first season. You finished it?
Yeah, I finished it. You finished it? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
This will be...
So, let's break it down character by character. Which character was the most interesting to you in the show?
Mm-hmm. What's the trans dude girl's name is?
Oh, what the fuck is it?
Jordan,
yeah. Jordan Lee. Real unisex name.
But what confused me about them was their actual powers.
Is it two different sets?
Two different sets.
Yeah, okay.
Depending on the gender.
Okay, yeah, that's
so
cool.
So that's what was confusing me. I was like, dude, why are you so cool right now, but now you're...
Now I'm shooting out, like, waves and shit.
Yeah, like, for wave, like, sonic boom or whatever, and the other one's, like, invertible.
Just real strong.
Strong invertible and stuff, yeah.
Interesting archetype for that character, right?
Of course.
You have the woman character who's vocal, mm-hmm. and then you have the man part of him who's physically strong, impervious. It's like it's trying to teach that despite, you know, you might be a them, but gender normatives are a thing. You're default to whatever you are supposed to be genetically. I don't know if that...
Well, it wasn't really a voice power. It was like a... projectile energy blast thing. I say energy blast. It was like energy blast.
Okay, because we did see someone with like a...
Get out of the woods.
Yeah.
They had that voice echo sonic boom thing. We did get the reveal that the blood powers are stronger than anybody's imagined.
Just about as strong as we would have realized from Avatar.
Yeah, I'm about to say, watching other blood shit, I was like, yeah, I think you can do a lot more with this.
Now, the head exploding thing, that was a great...
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
that was a great hide for what they're showing you here. Because, you know, that wasn't shown in Avatar.
Yeah,
no.
They weren't about to do that. That makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
But to call it overpowered? But she could have definitely taken out homegirl. In a worse way.
I enjoyed that.
I mean, I think it's overpowered. Not okay, because all right, it's not overpowered because she can't do nothing with Homelander. I don't think she can pop.
But anybody other than him.
Basically, and does he have super strength on his heart? Because if it stops that.
I don't know.
Like, if your strength is skin deep,
I
punch you and it just doesn't hurt. That's cool, but your heart doesn't
matter. I think of Translucent, where they had to, they had to go inside.
And he blew up.
Yeah.
So, you know, internally, he may not be...
Yeah, you can't train your internals,
Even his son. Even his son, she could sense where he was.
Mm-hmm.
And was like, I'm going to stop you from here. So realistically, oh, I see your heart pumping. I'm gonna make it not pump anymore.
Yeah.
Or just slower. She gave the one girl a heart attack. Oh, my heart.
Then she's overpowered. Then if everybody has blood.
Well, yeah, and then.
I mean, as much as she can focus on you, because I would imagine, like, if you were kind of fast, for example, it'd be a little difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what is her power really? Like, is it a
blood
iron power? Like, what is blood?
Right.
Water,
what is it?
Salt and all those things. Like, if I make that blood light, can I just be
right? Because blood isn't really a thing.
Right.
That's even scarier.
Yeah.
Don't tell me she could be Aquaman, but blood.
I did like science her. What did y'all feel about what's her name? The shrinking one, enlarging one. I think that's kind of unique.
Yeah, but
the way they do it,
powers is kind of weird.
No, but so I think So I think what they ended up revealing was that she might have actually had an eating disorder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and because she shrank at the end without having to throw up anything. Mm-hmm. I think it was driven by emotions. So I think they were trying to say she actually did have an eating disorder, and
right.
You know, you eat when your feelings are fucked up and all of that. What was the question?
And then you feel better.
Exactly.
How do you feel about her character?
Yeah, by the end, I hated her until the end. Ah. I was like, yeah. Because what was the fire guy? What was his brother's name?
Golden Boy.
Yeah, Golden Boy's brother. Though. What was his brother's name? He was right about her. Like, that was her whole storyline. He cooked her shit. Like, yeah. You just want people to like you. You're not even a hero. Like, what are we doing here? You can't talk to me.
So he's basically the Incredible Hulk.
Not with no emotions.
Basically.
Yeah.
Which is basically the Incredible Hulk. I mean, but he doesn't have the anger issues. Yeah, he's just unhinged.
Yeah, he's always
he's
unhinged.
Just literally unhinged. Yeah, Homelander's back. She took a laser blast to the chest. She's a champ. Now they're kind of like, I think they're in the same facility that Queen Maeve is in.
Didn't she leave?
She got out?
Yeah, didn't Queen Maeve leave?
I can't remember.
I think she left. She
got out? Because I remember they fought Homelander at the end of season.
Yeah, she faked her death. She's gone.
Oh, no, because she jumped out the window with Homelander.
Yeah, she was dead.
No, she jumped out the window with Soldier Boy, and she, quote, unquote, blew up.
Yeah, nobody knows where she is. Yeah, she's gone.
She's gone. And Homelander knows where she at, though. So she might be in the same, they might be in the same facility with Homelander. I mean, Queen Maeve. Yeah.
Place with no doors.
Yeah.
No doors, windows.
But Shawty had a Slurpee, though. I mean, not a Slurpee, but a smoothie. So
yeah.
She didn't seem too, like, in distress there.
Yeah. Sadly, we're getting a season 2 of Gen V. So we're probably not going to learn about, you know, let any of that shit this upcoming season of The Boys.
No.
Yeah.
But Loki. How'd you feel about Loki?
I mean, it's not over yet. So, I mean, we got to.
One episode left of Loki. Still the best Marvel TV show.
Easily.
I mean, with over WandaVision, easily the best one. And it has an edge because it's a season 2. And everything else in Marvel is trash right now. So if you really need something to watch that's Marvel, you need to watch Loki.
Yeah, you can tell they care about Loki.
Yeah, people care about Loki. If you feel as though you got Marvel fatigue and you don't trust Marvel anymore, this could be a linchpin to get people back on board. Even the Echo show looks interesting. I'm here for the action. Whatever. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, the trailer was good.
Yeah, cool trailer. Deadpool is going to be in it. Yeah, Loki's been great so far. But one gripe with Loki is, if they bring Victor Timely back, maybe that kind of fucks up the show.
Why?
Because we already have two dead already. Two He Remains Dead already. And if we keep this one alive, what is he going to turn into?
I mean, that's That's the mystery of it. Like, that's what I was hooked on. Like, what is more happening with Victor Timely? Nigga got spaghetti.
Yeah. And that would have been dope to just leave him dead. Like, this is how he died.
I mean, but we knew he was going to come back. Like, that person, he was always going to come back. So, I mean, I think that's one of the big mysteries of, you know, what's going to happen this season. Like, what's Victor Timely's actual role? Mm-hmm. What he's going to end up becoming, if anything. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, the easy route was what he was going to be, the new He Who Remains.
Yeah.
And whatever. I guess he was going to learn how to win a war.
Yeah, we're using the bootstrap paradox. Yeah. Whatever happens is something that always happened type shit.
Timey's bullshit.
Yeah, whatever. But Loki's a good show. Now, Invincible, season 2, episode 1. It's back.
You watched it? Okay.
It's still amazing.
He's making a face.
Amazing. He's making a face.
No, don't get me wrong.
Okay, let's hear it.
I feel like they built in a lot of cop-outs right off the first episode. You know, you got this guy who can create all these infinite universes. Mm-hmm. You had this preview of this horrible new world where Invincible and Omni-Man are out here ruining everything, but actually
that's most of the world happening.
And he even argued that's most of the worlds except this one that didn't happen. So now we gotta pay attention to it, right? And then something horrible happens to him, and he was supposed to be a good guy, and now he has all the information of all the other people that were himself, and now he hates Invincible and Omni-Man. It's like, That can be okay, but now, again, now you have the option of, that just happened in this other universe. Now all that, just scrap all that. That was that other universe. This one's fine, though. Mm-hmm. Actually, now that this one's fucked up, I'm going to Rick and Morty it. We're just going to go to a new universe, and that's not fucked up. And end the episode.
I don't like, to big back off what you said, I don't like that he had the supervillain trope of hating the superhero for no reason. Because niggas told you, the Mala twins told you, look, don't take your helmet off because it could kill you and it will fuck up everything.
You will lose yourself. You wouldn't know what memories are yours and which ones are the other you's.
Then he takes his helmet off and then it kills everybody in there and it disfigures him. But you're like, Invincible.
Part of that is, are some of the memories he has where Invincible really did fuck up that person's world. So he's remembering,
I hate this nigga.
For you. Yeah. I want to fuck you up so bad, but that's 1 out of 1,000. Mm. Or maybe.
Yeah, I say, 999 out of 1,000.
So now you just have this cumulative hate for these people that's not really logical for your timeline. And up until this moment where, from his perspective, you're doing something wild and crazy right now. He doesn't know the situation. He just sees lightning Christmas tree and thinks, oh, you must be doing something wrong.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, pats on the back. Yeah, you did it. Great job, man. We all know what you did, but you did something.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure it was bad.
And we saw you get beat up, and then you survived. So,
job well done.
Thumbs up.
Bruh, this nigga got beat up again this episode.
Yeah.
That's his story. Oh, this nigga just gets beat up. To his defense, though, that was the circumstances.
Oh, it's the circumstances.
It was the circumstances.
Also, I think it's leading up to kind of like like a Saiyan mentality. Like,
Yep.
He has to overcome the hundreds of years that his dad has been getting his shit rocked before he became as impenetrable as
That was the whole story of their planet. Like, only the strongest ones. Like, nigga, that's all we do.
So now,
get beat the fuck up and come back.
We got these blue guys holding you up while they all just take turns matching.
He was doing a little bit of good work in there before he got jumped. Like, nah, incredibly jumped.
Okay, I got you.
25, bro. Like, nah.
Ooh.
Merry Christmas.
He was doing good. I really like Walton Goggins in the show. He plays what is his name? Cyril, something like that.
Cecil.
Yeah, Cecil. I love his voice acting because you could tell it's Walton Goggins. Steve Yeun, you know, always going to be great. Who else do y'all think is going to have a big part of the show this year? this season.
This season?
Yes.
Are they going to continue that Eve thing?
That depends on what Eve thing you're referring
that,
to.
That one Eve episode they had, where they gonna, are they going to...
Remember her, her flashback? I don't know.
Or is that just a one and done?
I think it was a one and done. What thing? The Eve, you know, she Adam Eve had her own episode.
Oh, yeah.
Before this, like a couple months ago, mm-hmm. between seasons.
Yeah, I watched it.
Yeah, he was asking if they were going to do that, you know, continue no, into that. But
with that or no? Because if they're not, then I'd say probably Adam Eve is going to have a bigger part.
Yeah, I think they're going to bring her back strong. Into the fold. Yeah, yeah.
Very strong. Yeah. Invincible's back.
I don't want to call like solving world hunger dumb, but she's the type that just does dumb shit with her powers. There's a lot of shit she could do.
She wanted a tree.
I have power.
I want a tree.
She said, I want a tree house.
She wanted to make a tree
house.
I could
feed everybody on the planet. But.
Right.
But yesterday there was a guy who said he was going to take over the planet and probably could use your help with that.
Yeah, that new. That new what is the name of their team? Justice.
Oh, it was the same name as the old team that got murdered. Yeah.
That team is not that strong.
No, not at all.
No.
Rex Blow, Duplicate.
Thank God Immortal came back. Yeah. But, yeah, other than that, they're not. They're,
but even him, they're, the only person that gets wrecked more than Invincible is Immortal.
Yeah.
Yep.
How are they doing that? The two.
We have to. Just Invincible and Immortal. I mean, he's immortal. I mean, he gets killed and comes back. Yeah.
Where he dies a lot.
But he comes back all the same.
I mean, he keeps getting... I mean, the person who keeps killing him, though, is... I mean, if he's gone, I mean, he might actually get to do something.
I'm just like, God damn. Like, he just keeps dying.
But they are just the Teen Titans. This is the Teen Titans still as teenagers became. Yeah, like if they were still teenagers and became the Justice League, they would be trash.
This
is what we're at now.
Just a bag of shit. Like, for real, think about it. What are they going to do if Omni-Man comes back? Die.
The robot and Mechamaru have like the same story.
Yeah, pretty much. But Mechamaru's dead. Literally. Yeah. I mean, kind of.
No, he's dead.
Yeah. Let's move on to JJK. All right. JJK. Woo! Your boy Dagon.
Woo! Oh, that was his name? Because.
Dagon.
Yeah, said, he gone.
Dagon.
He had a name. Hey.
That was going. Boy, oh boy. I
nigga went from a baby to an adult to dead within 15 minutes. Mm. And Jogo waited. They said that nigga waited around the corner for Toji to leave before he came out. Yeah.
Where would you like to begin? Let's start at Dagon.
Yeah, start from the top.
Dag on Dagon.
Yeah, he has terrible luck.
So, Toji just pulled up for smoke and just beat the hell out of Dagon, right? He chopped somebody's arm off. Albedo, right? Who? He chopped his arm off.
Who?
Noibito.
Oh, yeah, the fish fucked his arm up. Now
no, the fish fucked his arm up. Yeah, damn. Then Sukuna came back.
No, let's keep talking about Dagon. Yeah, let's just go back to that.
Okay, Dagon, let's talk. Oh, man. I did like his power, for what it's worth. I did like it, like a maelstrom of fish. That sounds disgusting.
I was about to say, you're like super Aquaman.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, I like this domain. It was a nice little change of color.
Yeah, so that was his domain that all
that they were just chilling in. Yeah,
that's his domain.
When he was a cursed womb or whatever. Yeah.
He could just use that shit. That's dope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we chilling here.
Yeah, great base
of operations. Not operation. Anymore. Yeah, ruined my base of operations.
He blew up our house.
He's dead. He's dead. Damn, Dagon.
Yeah,
I like the design of him.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I can't find that many good things to say about Dagon.
I mean, it was so short. I mean,
rest in peace.
He was a baby when we started, and then he was nothing.
Mm. Now, Jogo.
He a bitch.
Ah, he was scared.
He waited till Toji left, like, okay, let me come clean up and talk some shit.
Man, look. When this nigga Suguna came back, he killed Shawty. I was like, damn.
Yeah,
like super dice
tour. Yeah, bro, nothing.
I'm like, damn. And then Shawty pulled out her phone. I'm like, come on, man, what are you doing?
You asked him to help you because he was the strongest ever, and you tried to catch him with your phone. Like, I'll kill you. No, you won't.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that was the best way I've seen somebody die on that show.
Pixel by pixel?
Yeah, no, like nothing was left.
Nothing. Well, Susan is back, so what happens now? Where do we go from here?
You find out why it's called the Shibuya Incident. Mm-hmm. Other than what already happened, it's going to get worse. Yeah. I'm not gonna tell you what it is. Okay, you know what it is. But yeah.
We're avid readers.
No spoilers. Oh, I know what's gonna happen. Okay, I was gonna see if he was gonna reveal it.
No, I was.
I just want to know how long do we got to the Mahiraga fight?
Jogo. Yep, immediately after the Jogo thing.
Couple episodes. I'll be here for that one.
Yeah, they got a good pace going. That Jogo situation shouldn't last more than an episode, maybe two.
If that.
Yeah, maybe. I think they'll do a whole episode on that job. Yes. But not because you got the Toji and Megumi thing.
And you got to pull back up. Yep.
That wasn't much of a fight, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I think one episode, and then, probably two or three episodes that we got there. Why did he summon him? I forgot. What was Megumi doing? Oh, the dude with the marks under his eyes. He pulled up on Megumi after the situation with Toji.
Mm-hmm.
Megumi was already weak. That's right. Yeah, probably two or three episodes. Then you get that.
Yeah, I can't wait for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's JJK, I think. Everything that happened in JJK. Yeah. What else? One Piece. I know you're not week to week on it, so I'll tell you what happened this week.
I watched it. Yeah.
He watched it! Yeah. Hey.
I'm not read it already, so I
mean, yeah. So, your boy, oh my God, the strongest hockey in the world.
Hockey lasers.
Hockey lasers.
Out of his fucking sword.
Bruh. He said, nah, I don't want to do this. I can't do this right now.
That nigga untransformed.
He really untransformed, dog. He's like, nah, I ain't doing
this. He was that scared. Like, nah, I'm good. I'm a good.
That was the Momonosuke, though. Momo had a good episode. Although he's usually like crying and stuff. He had a good episode.
Now he got his development now. We passed that. He's grown now.
He's grown. Yeah. He's not. He's not grown yet. Yeah. He's still like kind of whiny and stuff. But he's getting there though.
Yeah, he's growing up real fast today.
I can't wait to see his Beastman form if we ever get to see it. But
I would hate to have to go back to Wano after being there for my 30s.
Fuck. Because
I don't think he's going to leave Wano. I don't want to see Wano ever again.
I mean, he can't.
Yeah. If we see his Beast Man form, that means we're back at Wano. I'm not going back to Wano.
Oh, speaking of a Beast Man form, we got to see against our will. Have you kept seeing them renders of like the Ivankov Beast Man form? If he ate the...
If he actually ate what he was supposed to eat.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. That shit was crazy. But...
Oh, you read about that?
No.
Somebody just... Online. Yeah, okay.
I just saw it. I was like, bro, what the fuck? But, you know, I do watch a whole
That's, lot
of YouTube videos.
He got, like, the shittiest, like, deal in that...
How's that?
The fruit that he actually got instead of the one that he was supposed to get. Doesn't it just have him change genders?
Yeah, what does he do? He winks at people and something happens.
And he heals people.
Ah, that's what it is.
Yeah, I would have rather been the Dragon Man. to be honest.
All right, what time is that? 34:08. Edit that hook. Got it.
He got the trans fruit.
All right, so you want me to edit this whole 30 seconds?
Nah, no, no.
Good Lord. All right. Can we? I don't want to. All right, so we're finally getting out of Wano. Finally, they're loading up the ship. We're about to leave. We're about to go to Egghead Island.
Maybe. It depends on how they order everything.
Yeah, man. I mean, we've been off to the races since the Kaido fight.
As long as we're not on Wano, I don't care what they do next. They got like three different directions they can go.
Hey, they could just leave Wano and horse fuckers with like five episodes of filler. That would be
we can leave Wano and let's do a POV change. I want to see what Law is going to be up to.
Oh yeah. They did put a camera on Law in the post credits. Like he about to do something too.
Yeah, I want to see what he's going to do. I know what he's going to do, but I'd rather if we're not going to go to Egghead, just show me that. Yeah. I think that's what happened first anyway. Or
deal with Kid.
Well, we know his didn't happen yet because Shanks is still near Wano. So we can't just do that because Shanks has to go to where he went. And
oh, Elbat. Yeah. I'm over here spoiling shit.
Yeah.
My bad. Yeah. My bad.
Is it really spoiling?
Yeah, I said that's. Out? Yeah, that's not.
I mean, if people haven't.
I mean, that's just a small thing anyway. Okay, like, okay, oh, he went to Elbaf. Okay.
He has to go back to Elbaf.
That's his territory. We should know that. Yeah.
Then they fight him and Kid.
Nah, you're spoiling stuff.
Well, I know this is.
It wasn't a fight. It was a dream. It was a dream. Let's just
fight.
Let's just
wash.
Yeah, he doesn't know what he's saying. None of this is true. What he's saying. Don't listen.
None of this is true. What I'm saying. Don't believe me.
There was no fight. I swear.
Illuminati. All right.
This
so
wasn't ever no fight.
We left One Piece. Now let's go to a show that I've been championing
time
since
out.
It came out.
Y'all watched Attack on Titan the ending yesterday?
Oh,
y'all can do that.
Yet.
Okay. All right. Cool. I read it. I know you didn't read the shit, but no.
I know what happens.
Super emotional.
Emotional.
I'm gonna leave that then. Go ahead.
Yeah, everybody should know what the fuck happens, but I just wanted it to. I just wanted all the episodes to come out so I could go back and watch them all in one.
Them last two or 3 hours long combined.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I gotta spend some real actual time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's difficult.
Yeah.
At this point in my life.
Yeah. You watch it?
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Like 1 o'clock in the morning. It was the same as the manga. It was a little bit changed. Like there was a particular line that they took out that Armin said that people didn't like when he said it. There's a line about thank you for murdering all these people. We'll make sure that we take advantage of it. Yeah. They took that line out.
Oh,
wow. Yeah.
Thank you for becoming a mass murderer for all of our sakes.
Wow. I kind of would like to keep that one in. That's a dope line.
It would have been a bad,
that's
bad
a dope line
decision.
Yeah, after showing children getting like smushed. Thank you for doing that
this
for us.
War is going on.
Yeah.
Right now.
Right. Yeah. Literally. Yeah.
That's, listen, I'm not.
Bad,
I'm not going to be the one.
Thank
to
you
be
for
on
doing
the other
this
side
for us.
Of that. But there is a very good conversation to have about anime versus manga. Is anime pussy? All right. The next show.
Yeah.
The next show I would like to talk about is a show that just came out and I've been championing it to both of you, Undead Unluck. I like it. It's a fresh show. It's interesting. A lot of interesting characters.
How many episodes out?
About 5, 4. I think we're on 4 right now. Yeah, 4 just came out.
You read subtitles, you won't read manga.
I can read subtitles if it's a weekly show.
Okay.
I can't just read a fucking. That's why I don't really. I haven't finished watching Hitman Reborn because it's all sub. So I'd rather watch. I know. To anime purists, I'm a cave dweller, but you know, fuck y'all. I love y'all, but fuck y'all. There's a space for everybody.
Yes. Some of it involves you not hearing your native tongue in order to watch
the I'd rather the hear show. My native yeah. tongue. I'd rather much
watch the version of the show uh-huh.
that they intended for it to be.
Uh-huh.
That's how you speak those lines he doesn't that care. You can't get in the English.
He doesn't language. Care.
Mm-hmm. I do. No, I care. I care completely.
Because JJK has a questionable English dub.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't listen most to shows do. Yeah, I don't listen to the English dub. You know why? I watch it week to week.
Okay.
I could suffer for 30 minutes of reading.
I mean, you know what? Mm-hmm. I never watched the Digimon Adventure, the 2020 jump, until the dub came out. So I didn't watch a listen, single episode.
There's a space for everybody. Even this
that was pretentious one time
jerk behind the camera, he still does not notate that there are some advantages to English language in anime. But
am I not physically looking at the TV?
But
I can only hear what's happening.
But
why am I watching it if I can only hear it?
He has points, but he still has to realize that there are other people in the world besides yourself that still enjoy anime in whatever media they have available.
Do you know why the dubs come out like months after the subtitles? Because nobody cares about the dubs. Mm-hmm. There's no demand for it. Mm-hmm. It's like 10% of the people. You're one of those 10, so I care about you. but they just don't.
Well, listen, like I said, I'll read subtitles if I have to, but if I don't have to, I probably won't.
If you can't, that should tell you something.
If I can't?
Like, if there is no dub, that should tell you something.
Oh, if you, like I said, if you have to, that's, yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do. One Piece, you gotta read it. JJK, you gotta read it. Undead Unluck, you gotta read it. Shangri-La Frontier, that's a new show that I'm watching. That is a good one, everybody. It's like a, what do they call it? It's like Sword Art Online, where a dude is in a video game or whatever. Oh, but
it's another isekai.
Yeah.
It's like 1,000 of them right now.
Yeah, but if you're like a fan of, if you're a fan of Souls games or Pokemon, it'll be cool for you.
Did you compare Souls games to Pokemon?
No, it's like both at the same time.
Is it like turn-based?
No, it's not turn-based, but it's still like Souls, like say like you're dropped into a world with no instruction. You know, like you got like an instruction fight or whatever. When you first start a fighting game or whatever, we just straight into shit, straight into it, blah, blah, blah. And they kind of walk you through what happens in video games the same way we go through video games and shit. I like it. I like it so far. I'm on episode 2 right now. Yeah. So what shows are you guys watching on sub? As it were.
I don't know. I've been delirious for the last week. I can't even remember anything that I've been watching. I should have been watching the Attack on Titan.
Yeah, that took almost
half. See it animated.
Yeah.
You talked about other games. We talked about it before. Did you see Darwin's Game already?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
That's a good one.
Same genre.
It's the same drama.
Okay. Yeah, like this game mode, you're kind of tossed into it without really knowing what the fuck is going on with you, but you got to figure it out as you go. And it's deadly all the same.
Did you like that job we watched on Netflix that day? It's a new one. It's like a game anime job.
Oh.
It was all right. It was a job where like his whole family was in the game, but he didn't know. And they all had a character. We watched it a couple weeks back. It just came out on Netflix.
I gotta watch it again.
Yeah, that was all right.
The name of it, I can't remember.
It was all right. I like the premise of it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I was waiting for, Attack on Titan.
Mm-hmm.
Much as everybody hated the ending, I wanted to see it animated and see if they would change anything.
And also, I mean, what did people expect? The way it ended is the way it pretty much had to, right?
I say I enjoyed the ending. I mean,
short of that would have been just, you know, it was like,
I guess they wanted him to. Is win the right word? They want him to
win.
Yeah, is that a
win? If he won.
Yeah, they Thanos want him to won. Win.
Thanos won. Won? Cool.
Niggas win, bro. If you want to be a villains, win. You know? The stories are better when the villains win, actually.
And that was a win.
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, they showed the end of the end of it was a post-credit scene. You showed how the island got to move on with their lives and mm-hmm. build up with like skyscrapers and shit and what happened after that. So, I mean, that's a win.
Yeah.
I mean, you,
Game of Thrones would have been a way better show if the Night King won. All right.
It was just real convoluted, though. Yeah. They reminded me how convoluted that shit got. Because he knew that was going to happen. And he did it because he had to do it.
Did he have to do it?
Yeah.
Yes, because that was what happened. He said once he had the founder, all the timelines flowed together and shit. He was just doing shit because he was supposed to. Because he said that he knew that he had to send the Titans to kill his mother. So run past the nigga Bertholdt and eat his mother. He was in full control of that moment, but he did it because he had to do it that way.
All the moments.
Everything, he did it because that's just what was going to happen.
Bootstrap paradox.
I'm going to do this, so I have to do it.
I have to make sure it happens.
Yes, I saw this happen because I could see the future memories, so I have to make it happen.
That's wild. That's wild. All right. Any other shows? Any other news? Anime section? DLC for Pokemon coming out December 14th. Yeah, I think it's 14th. The Indigo Disc. We back with more news on that. Still have to make sure what Pokemon are actually coming back. But I do know Feraligatr's coming back, motherfucker. I finally get my Feraligatr back.
Apparently all starters.
Oh. All starters. Oh, shit.
Blaziken, bro.
Emboar, Blaziken.
You know, all those joints, Scott, bro.
Meganium. That trash grass snake, if you into that.
Oh, the, yeah.
Surviper, Surferpirior, or some shit
no,
like that.
No, it's a fucking snake one with the little ass hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
It's not a
Rayquaza,
it's like a bitch.
Yeah, the bitch version.
Primarina, if you're into that.
All three of them, like, I just can just do without them.
Grotool, whatever the fuck you want. All right, man. Spider-Man 2 is amazing.
How far you get? You got it?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I meant to, but I got delirious over the last few days.
Understandable.
I'm going to be home.
Well, the thing is, this guy infected me and because he likes to be very thorough with video games, right? And 100% shit all the time. So I've been doing a whole lot of side quests, and I've only got to, like, where am I in the story? I'm at the part where... Oh, Harry, spoilers, but Harry he just started using the suit.
Oh, after the amusement park? After that, when he started using it?
Amusement park. No, yeah, after the amusement park.
Yeah, he was like, I'm a hero with you, Peter.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I'm at that mission. Yeah. Yeah.
When he's not Venom?
No, not yet.
We don't know if he's going to be Venom or not.
I haven't even
He thought he was going to be Venom, but he's not Venom. He's Spider-Man, but with extra steps.
Yeah. So, I haven't even got to the Venom part. Apparently, the Venom part is dope. You get to play as Venom. I haven't gotten there yet.
Yep.
But it's a slow truck. I've been trying to unlock all the basic maneuver skills.
When you become Venom, don't fight. Just throw the people.
Throw people?
Yep, it'll make sense when you get there.
Don't fight. Just throw people.
Just throw them.
Don't fight, just throw
it will
people.
Save you so much more time. Just throw the people.
Bro, I'm no bullshit. I do miss playing this Venom in video games because I remember what video game was it. I think it was Ultimate Spider-Man. You got to play as Venom and it was fucking lit. Ultimate Spider-Man on like the GameCube, I think. Yeah, that was like a dope one.
No spoilers.
All right, everyone, thank you for joining us on a new episode of the Nerdy Rock Jays. I've been your host, Fuego the God, LK, you know. Follow Fire Squad everywhere, Linktree/ FIYASQUAD. Follow us here at Not B Mac, at Dad Daddy Don, at LUKKILEFTY, Lucky Lefty, your girlfriend's bestie. A lot more episodes, a lot more content coming soon. Tell us why you love them, gang.
All right, I can get rid of this.